Many years ago, two salesmen were sent by a British shoe manufacturer to Africa. They were sent there to investigate and report back on the potential shoe market. The first salesman reported back, "There is no potential here. Nobody wears shoes." The second salesman reported back, "There is massive potential here. Nobody wears shoes." This simple short story provides one of the best examples of how a single situation may be viewed in two completely different ways. It also ties perfectly into the lesson here, which is about objective reality. In this lesson, we'll attempt to answer the question, are we all living in our own simulation? Let's find out. Remember the NLP presuppositions I introduced previously? Territory maps are an NLP concept that ties into the presupposition that states there is no objective reality, that we each have an individual, unique map of the world or the territory. Our territory map is how we interpret and interact with the world around us. It's our image of reality that causes us to act and think the way we do. The words we speak and how we communicate are not the same as the event or the objects they represent because they are influenced by our territory map. I'm sure you've heard of things like looking through the world through a different lens, or one man's trash is another man's treasure. These are examples of territory maps. Everyone sees things a little bit differently, and this is why perspective taking is important. And we're not going to go into a great deep dive on NLP here. We're just sort of scratching the NLP surface. And territory maps is really just the tip of the NLP iceberg. Throughout the course, I'm going to touch on some NLP concepts. But as I mentioned, we're not going to go very deep in that. The territory map is a really good tool for us to use because it helps us discover and better understand our employees' motivations and how they view the world. You know, the lens that they're looking at the world through. If we're able to understand our team or our employees or our spouse or how people around us look at the world, we're more likely to know what excites them, what makes them happy, and how to communicate better with them. Condor vision is a concept that asks us to zoom out and look at our lives from the perspective of a condor. When we do, we can see the entire terrain. We can see where we are in the terrain, what surrounds us, where we need to go, and more. It gives us some perspective. I've had a life coach for many years. She practices shamanism, and she first told me about condor vision. According to the Andean shamanic traditions, the condor represents our ability to rise above our normal concerns of daily life, you know, the necessary dramas, the anxieties, the fears, the doubts, the insecurities, and everything that characterizes the modern living. We can rise above that and gain a transcendent perspective of what's truly important. So this is zooming out of your own life. And condor vision allows us to determine what is most significant to the evolution of our soul so we know what to focus on. This focus allows us to embrace a purposeful, loving, and spiritually aligned life path. Basically, it allows us to get off that hamster wheel that some of us are caught on and live a life in a direction that's more fulfilling for us. Informed realism. We all have blind spots, and we all suffer from moments of uninformed optimism. My buddy I talked about earlier, he was blinded by his problem with SimCity, and I was blinded in the past by my need to be the smartest person in the room. All of us are capable of change, though. When my friend became aware that he was neglecting his real-life responsibilities, his overflowing real-life trash can, he quit the game. Awareness and informed realism are catalysts for change. We need to develop the people skills, and this is not an easy thing to do. It can be tough, but it is not impossible. If we can first broaden our awareness, then we can broaden the awareness of our team. And once we can broaden this awareness and understand people's perspectives and how to communicate with them based on their territory maps, we're one step closer to embracing positive change for our organization and for ourselves. Key takeaways. There is no objective reality. We each have an individual, unique map of the world called a territory map. Our territory map is how we interpret the world around us. It is our image of reality that causes us to think and behave the way we do. The words we speak and how we communicate are not the same as the event or the objects they represent, because they are influenced by our own territory map. A territory map is a really good tool to use as a coach or a leader, because it can help us discover our employees' behaviors and motivations, and our team's motivations as well. If we understand how others view the world, we'll more likely know what excites them, what makes them happy, and how to communicate best with them. And the final lesson of this module, we'll put everything we've learned into a practiced and powerful activity that will help you broaden you and your team's awareness. Let's jump right into lesson 6.